You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS. Of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. Todd, how are we doing our poll? Would they want me to spend a day? You people can give me an old country singer and I'll...
We haven't had one response.
We only had one response. Right. Yeah.
That tells you
so
something.
So it's unanimous, yes.
Polls are close. As of right now.
Okay, tomorrow, that's what we're doing.
There's a better thing they can text in for.
Text to win. Break into spring.
That's it.
You got your copy there, John?
Oh, I was going to let Jim do it.
Oh, well, no, okay.
John, Jim, Todd.
All right. Hey!
He's doing his Harry
Carey.
It's called show prep, you guys.
Hi!
Oh, my gosh.
It's our break into spring text to win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 in cash. Plus, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo Mattress Company that includes a mattress, sheets, linens, and more.
There's no linens.
You're
sheets,
tossing in the linens, Jim.
Okay. All right, anyway.
The ones you stole from the cruise ship.
This hour's keyword is bird. B-I-R-D, bird. Download the Civic Media app or Google Stores. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button and send the keyword bird for your chance to win in the statewide contest.
All right, once again, download the Civic Media app, choose WISS or WGBW, text the word bird right now, and we need lots of you to do this because we are in competition with other morning shows in Civic Media. So
the help more, us out.
The merrier. The word is bird right now. Your next chance to qualify coming up at 11 o'clock. This chance you have until 8 o'clock to text the word bird.
8 o'clock. You got 52 minutes, folks. You got to do this for us. No matter what you're doing, maybe it's time you forget a little bit about your family, forget a little about your job, forget about whatever else is going on out there, and do
focus
it for
on us.
Focus on us. Is that too much to ask?
Come on. I mean, but, you know, wake your gratitude.
We get
list.
Up at 3 in the morning. We come down here.
And we go to the bathroom. We go back to bed. Then, John?
And we come here for you to enlighten you. To entertain you, to educate you.
Oh, come on.
We help you with your personal issues, medical issues, whatever it takes, we do it for you. All we ask you to do is do one thing. Just text the word bird, B-I-R-D.
They're going
to
be
giving the Civic Media. That's all you got to do.
They're going
to
be giving you the bird.
John, is that too much to ask?
I want to know why Todd has a better radio voice than both of you guys.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Smooth. And our reviews are coming up, so I'm a little nervous about that, too.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Seriously.
Wow, he's awesome. He's unbelievable. But
all right.
Good morning, John. Before you get us all off track and off subject and you know, we run out of time.
Yeah. Where did that come from?
Kevin and I have a little gift for you.
Oh.
Normally,
well,
this
then we'll
is,
stop.
Yeah. This is kind of done.
This is John Kramer and Kevin Osgood.
It's done in an official way, but we'll just kind of give them to you.
Okay.
But these are challenge coins.
Oh, nice.
From the flotilla.
Oh, thank you.
Those are nice coins.
Todd, I got one for you, too.
Thank you.
That's from our flotilla.
Love it.
On behalf of our flotilla commander and all the members in the Green Bay flotilla here and the division here in Green Bay that Kevin is commander of.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Thank you so much. What a beautiful coin.
They are. And they capture Green Bay. And what the flotilla does here. And now you guys got to keep it with you, or you got to buy coffee or whatever.
I know, right? Yeah, at the bar. The right? So he pulls it out. Yeah. Honor, devotion, and duty, respect, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Semper Paratus?
Semper Paratus, always ready. The United States Coast Guard motto.
That's fantastic.
Love it.
I love the lighthouse on the coin.
Yeah, it's the Grassy Island Lighthouse that are down at the
That's
bridge.
That's phenomenal.
Yep.
I want to live there. I would live in that lighthouse. I literally would live there.
Have you been in it?
I've never been in a lighthouse.
It's about half the size of this room.
It is.
Seriously?
You can stay in one in Sturgeon. Well, I can get you in one in Sturgeon Bay.
Yeah.
I would like that.
Yeah, Sherwood Point. Veterans and service members can rent it out. I've rented it out.
I would love. I'm not a service member or a veteran, but
maybe I'll invite you. I'll let you stop by.
Okay. Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Me and Kramer are going to a lighthouse together.
Well, it's not
going to
be just me and you, buddy.
I'm just throwing it out there.
The rumor mill.
You got a text here. Did John ever get his root canal done? No, I have not. Yeah. I have not. My dentist is on the road right now. But I love. Thank you very much. Whenever anybody gives me a challenge coin, it means a lot. So sincerely, thank you.
It means a lot. The voice you give our cause is incredible. And John is a great idea to share this with you because of what you do for the mission.
Well, I like where you go. Titletown Guardians, Green Bay, Wisconsin. That's fantastic.
Yes, sir.
Nice. Good stuff. Thank you so very much.
And you guys do this. The auxiliary does so much and you don't charge. I mean, you guys are, your heart's in this thing big time.
Yeah, and our hearts, our finances. We were talking earlier. We have to buy our own uniforms, and we pay to be a part of the organization. But it makes a difference. I was in a meeting yesterday with the officer in charge of Station Sturgeon Bay, and with tall ships coming this summer up there, they're going to need a lot of help from the auxiliary to help keep some recreational boaters, keep their distance away from these ships.
Those things are really cool.
Yeah, they're very
That was cool. One of the cool things when they came to Green Bay at the time. Awesome. I got to go down inside and down to the galley. Those are cool.
Yeah.
To go to the galley, or was that the brig?
Isn't that the galley? Yeah, I'm one of the two.
He gets so confused.
Yeah, I do, actually.
So Kevin Osgood.
I've been in both.
Kevin Osgood, John Kramer with the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary right here. And you guys are both stationed here, right, in Green Bay?
Yep. Our unit is a Green Bay unit. Absolutely. Okay. I live in Sturgeon Bay.
Yeah.
Used to live here in Green Bay, but moved up there. And John is here. And we have members all over Northeast Wisconsin. And we even have members that don't really live in the area, but they support, pay their dues, and help out how they can. And that's what everybody in the auxiliary does, however you want. A lot of people are not as active as some are. A lot of people choose their specific course. Public affairs was mine because my career was in broadcast news for so long, and John's career in civic affairs with the Army and others.
Civil affairs.
We're pursuing the paths that we know well.
I think it's awesome.
And we're getting into the boating season again. And when you were here last time, I think it was just before the boat show was opening up at the KI or the Rush Center. And you said that was pretty well attended, but boater safety is that your top priority? What is, I know you do a lot. I see you out there all the time. You give tours of the lighthouse. I mean, there's just a lot of cool things that happen out there. Do you have a mission that you're number one?
Mission number one is recreational boating safety, is keeping folks in boats safe. And because
there's no good accidents on the water. You can have a little fender bender here on the straight, but anything out there is really bad.
Even a slight fender bender out there is going to cost you a lot of money. But if you're moving on a vessel and there's something happens, whether somebody goes overboard or you can have a conflict with another vessel, you want to pass somebody, somebody wants to pass you. Everyone wonders for just a half a second, if you haven't taken a boating safety class and know the answer, how's this going to go? Mm-hmm. And if it goes south on the water, it goes south fast.
Yeah.
And usually people get hurt or worse. So taking a boating safety class is really the best way to make sure that you know what to do when you get within range of another boat or something's going on, a situation is developing, you will have the answer. Now, the sad part, scary part is you might be the only boater around that knows that, because roughly 80% of the people out there have never taken an in-person boating safety class where you can interact with experts and ask questions and get instantaneous answers. But our organization here at the Green Bay Flotilla is putting those classes on right now.
Are you guys allowed to issue tickets like a DUI type?
No.
Okay.
No.
A couple things on that. First of all, 80% haven't taken it.
Correct.
Yeah, that is not good.
No. My favorite analogy is imagine I-41 on a holiday
That's
weekend.
That's what I was thinking about.
And only 80%. 20% of the people have a license.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
what it is now. Well, if you've ever driven 41. But I just got to throw this out there, though. I actually thought you had to get, like, if you guys said, hey, we're checking your license or whatever, that if they didn't have one, they'd be arrested or get a huge fine. I just assumed you had to have a boating license.
Now, if you were born after January 1st, 1989, you have to have a boating safety class. Now, that could be an online boating safety class where you sit down for a few hours on the DNR website, watch the videos, answer the questions, and that's a great introductory level class.
Okay.
But to be able to interact with instructors and ask questions so you have a better understanding of things is a whole different experience.
Wow, I did not know
that. So we just had our first class this past weekend, and it was well attended, and it was great to see a lot of husbands and wives taking it together.
Yep.
A father and a couple kids taking it together. Really cool.
Do you talk about recreational boating? I think a lot of people think you're on a boat. But how about the water skiing, the tubing, those kind of things? Do you address that?
Get under your umbrella?
That's got to be awfully dangerous.
Personal watercraft also.
Personal watercraft, all of that is addressed in an in-person setting where you can ask those questions. And you bring those questions as if you do that. If that's one of the things you do, then that's important to you. And you want to know the rules about it so you can ask that. You're not going to get that in those online standardized things. So that's why these in-person classes are really important. We address anything that anyone in the class brings up to ask. All the rules are there. We have an update for it every year. All of our instructors get that before they start taking classes. And this year was pretty aggressive. We got how many classes? Four different classes.
Four.
Oh, good.
And two different locations in our area.
So, can you if somebody doesn't have their personal flotation devices on the boat, if there's none of the, can you guys give them a ticket?
No.
Or do you call the DNR?
The auxiliary does.
Who issues tickets on the water?
Okay, the Coast Guard, as an active duty federal law enforcement, they can issue a citation for that, as can local law enforcement, Brown County Sheriff's Department, the Green Bay Police Department Marine Unit, the Wisconsin DNR. They can all issue. We, on the auxiliary side, can just provide advice. If we're on water patrol, and I've done this, I've been on a boat, on an auxiliary patrol boat before, and we see a family with young children under the age of 12 or not in life jackets, and we've waved them down, have a conversation about what the law is, and if we have, and we usually do carry some additional life jackets to help people out like that. So here, your kids need to be in that. If the Coast Guard or anybody else saw that family, they would end their voyage on the spot and get a ticket and have to go back to the dock.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're with Kevin Osgood and John Kramer, United States Coast Guard Auxiliary Boating Safety Courses. I'm sure you guys have seen all videos, yada, yada, all the different things. What are some of the main knucklehead things people do on the water? Because I've been with people, it's like they're normal on shore, and then they get on the water, and for some reason they're, pirate jack or something.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of knucklehead things that go on before they get in the water.
Okay, good point.
And that's another thing that's covered in the safety class is getting your boat to the dock and putting it in the dock and all those requirements, because that's where a large percentage of knucklehead things can happen.
Okay. We're going to send a quick break.
I want to talk about these classes. That sounds like a great family thing to do.
Absolutely.
Except it's more than just a driver.
Mm-hmm. That's a really great bonding experience for parents and kids to do it together.
Right.
And so they can have that conversation and then know that the kids grow up knowing safety is a priority for mom and dad.
I like
That's
it.
That's cool.
Kevin Osgood, John Kramer, United States Coast Guard Auxiliary Boating Safety coming up. Boating season. You have a boat, John? You have a boat?
I used to have a kayak.
You should get a boat. We could go out this summer.
I'm working on it.
Buy one.
I got to get rid of the motorcycle.
Ah, whatever. Back after this. Free to face life.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide. Also, of course, on the AM dial, 1100 and 1590. So we got you covered here. A National Medal of Honor Day, Waffle Day, Maryland Day, Diabetes Alert Day.
What day?
Diabetes Alert Day.
Before that.
Waffle Day.
Before that.
Maryland Day. Medal of Honor Day.
Oh, Maryland.
Maryland Day.
Okay.
That's a dumb state. Dumb state with the way it's drawn
Baltimore?
Up. Whatever.
Fort McHenry.
Maryland Monroe?
No, Maryland. we had I just want to say that I guess Maryland, we had a U.S. Conference of Mayors out there, and we went down and they did the Star Spangled Banner right at the...
I know. Okay. In the bay or the port or whatever. Chesapeake Bay.
It was moving.
I understand that. But the rest of
it. How can you not like that city?
The rest, I like the
Baltimore?
The ocean part. I've never been there.
Okay.
I've never been to Baltimore.
Then why did, okay.
Just because of the map, the way it's drawn out.
Like the shape of the state.
I told you I was going
to
be a
we may have to separate.
That's all the reason to not like a state.
When I studied to be a topographer. Okay, yeah,
Kevin. Right. If you can get that done, I'll hire you to do it. Okay, separate the two of them.
A little plexiglass screen.
If he can define topography,
Kevin, he actually had a good question, surprisingly, right before the break.
Which one was it? He asked a lot.
I did
about the things you've seen and everything like that. And the
most
80% of the people don't have license. Or actually, it wouldn't be a license, right?
Right. It's just taking a boating safety class. Okay. Just having that basic knowledge.
Don't you think we should talk to our representatives in the state and Senate and say, look, you guys, this is, because like you said, if something goes bad, it goes really bad. And to say, look, we got to start requiring this. I don't like too much government, but I just think 80% that don't have it, that's a bad number.
Yeah, it's a bad number, and it's completely within the control of all the boaters. And I know a lot of boaters that are personal friends, and they're very passionate about boating and about theirs. Mm-hmm. You know, they'd be out there right now if they could get their boat out of the storage facility. And that's great if you take the right precautions to do it. Get the education, take the time, spend a little bit of money, take the class, bring your teenagers so they know and the next generation knows it's within the capability of the boating community to help itself do this. No one wants government to have to step in and force,
right,
you know, licensing and things like that. And you know, would it improve things on the water? Probably, but that's...
And like John said, for $27.
But for our mission right now, let's take the classes. Let's open these classes up. And, you know, this year we're doing 4, but if we get overwhelmed, we can do 8, we can do 10, we can do 12, mm-hmm. we can do more. And nothing would make us feel better than to have that problem. So bring it on. Sign up
for
the class.
And can I just say one thing? You use the example, I'm sure you have seen this, of kids under 12 on a boat. What kind of a parent would allow their kid to be on a boat in the middle of a lake without a life jacket on? I'm sorry. I'm gonna judge right now.
One who just doesn't know.
Yeah.
Who just doesn't know.
Unbelievable.
Or they'll ask. We were asked on a dock once while a woman was holding an infant, does my baby need a life jacket? Think about that. Think about your question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
You hit a bump and it goes flying out of your arms or something.
Right. Or somebody
hits
you.
A big weight comes through. Yeah. Exactly.
Right. That's the big thing is no
one
realizes.
Mom of the year right there. Who is she? Do you know her name? Let's rip her.
Completely change. What?
No?
I'm sorry. What?
No, just go ahead.
It changes the topic of conversation when you say, what's going to happen if somebody hits you and you all get thrown out of the boat?
Exactly.
How long are the classes? Is this a day thing or what are you guys doing courses?
It's 2 days. It's 4-hour blocks per day, so we do it on a Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 4.
What a great way to spend your weekend.
And, that's it.
You do this once, it's kind of good for life. I mean, you take the class and you can go back and refresh it. But
right, and then you're curious and you're just like, well, what happens
exactly
if this? And if you didn't ask that question in the class, you can look it up and you expand your knowledge that way. And then you get out on the water and realize what everyone else doesn't know.
If somebody,
it's not you, it's the other guy.
If you take,
I mean,
the class,
that you have to worry about. Yeah,
right. Yeah.
People that, for whatever reason, don't take the class. What's the number one thing people ask and that they learn,
or that they screw up once they are on the water?
There's so many things. Number one is the engine cutoff switch, which is that little tether that goes between
so if you
the
go
throttle
flying out
and your life jacket.
Cuts it, right.
Right, and you, whoever's piloting, whoever's at the helm of the vessel.
They actually have one of those on the treadmill I work out on.
And that's...
Yeah, what don't people know about that? I know they have them on the treadmill for those of us who, you know, get heart attacks and we fall off.
Or in my case, it's because I go so fast and start smoking and things like that.
Well, there's a lot of misunderstanding about when it's needed and when it's not.
Is it always needed?
No. Well, when you're at idle speed doing a docking procedure or something, very slow speed, not making wake, you don't need it on there. But when you're powered up and you're moving, it needs to be connected because the worst thing that could happen is you get knocked out of the boat and circles around and that propeller will make hamburger out of you pretty quick.
Right.
Okay. Do you guys teach how to like back up a boat, like at the dock? You know what I'm saying? At the boat landing, like you go out there and to pier and you watch some of these people and you can tell some guy's just a piece of cake and other people it's like,
Are you talking about backing the boat into the water?
It's discussed, but we don't have time to actually get people out with the
I didn't know if that was because I would take that class for when I buy a boat.
Now, there was a longer class that we used to do that they did address that. And that particular class started off with the animation from, I think it was a Family Guy episode where he was trying to back the boat in the water 10 minutes.
Well, Todd would know that. Todd, give me your Family Guy impersonation.
Let's see. Well, isn't that nice?
Oh, do you want the old guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's creepy.
Got some popsicles in your cellar?
Give me that one again.
Come on over. I've got some popsicles in your cellar.
Sorry.
Wow. The boy like that swimsuit.
Sorry, it's dissolved into this.
Wow, that is like really, really.
So that's right on.
I was gone the last time he did that.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that is really good.
It's phenomenal.
That is really funny. All right, anyway, back to you guys.
That is really good. And probably the other biggest thing people don't realize is you may have only had one beer or two beers, and you're still the captain of your vessel, but that one or two beers hits you completely differently out in the sun, on the water, in a boat.
Why is
that on the water? Yes. Science.
Well, your muscles are constantly working on the boat, and sometimes you may not. A lot of people realize that on the first or second boating trip of the season, with the waves and everything, you're constantly adjusting for that. So you're working harder. You're not as hydrated as you normally would be, and that constant motion and the sunshine, it will hit you so much harder than it will just being at your neighborhood pub.
Wow,
it's totally different.
Tell us one more time about the classes, when and where.
Well, the best way to find out: cgaux.org. Oh, that's for a vessel inspection. I'm so sorry.
So we got another class coming up in Green Bay,
Kevin.
April 12th
you
and 13th
radio guys.
In Sturgeon Bay on the 29th and 30th of March. That's coming up this weekend up in Sturgeon Bay. That one's probably booked. And then another one in Sturgeon Bay, the 26th and 27th.
Awesome. So go to our Facebook page, Green Bay Coast Guard Auxiliary. You can find that information there. And
love what
us.
You guys do.
This
and
is
thank
great.
You for the coins.
Yeah, you guys.
We treasure
thank you.
These.
Thanks thank for what you're doing. This is great.
United States Coast Guard Auxiliary, and we'll be back after this.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
High school students who choose to go to Fox Valley Technical College can now earn up to 27 credits to transfer to universities. The University Transfer Degree Program launches in the fall of 2025. The Tech College has transfer guarantees with UW Oshkosh, UW Green Bay, Ripon College, Marion University, and Lakeland University. Credits might also transfer to other universities. Seniors and some juniors will be permitted to enroll. The in-person classes will be held at the main campus in Appleton.
When the NFL Draft 2025 comes to Green Bay in April, visitors will experience Lambeau Field and the Draft City Music Fest, and they can sample that quintessential Wisconsin food experience, the Supper Club. The first ever Taste of the Draft will showcase menu classics while raising money for Gen Youth's efforts to end student hunger and food insecurity in Wisconsin. About 20 supper clubs will showcase their signature dishes at the event Wednesday, April 23rd at Schreiber Foods in Green Bay. Tickets are available online. A 29-year-old Freedom woman was sentenced to 9 years in prison Monday for the drug overdose death of her 2-year-old daughter. Rosalie Garcia died in January of 2024 after being exposed to fentanyl. Brooke Seal, her mother, was convicted of child neglect consequences death for allowing a drug dealer to stay in her apartment. Seal was also convicted of smuggling drugs into the Outagamie County Jail. However, that sentence will run concurrently with the child neglect case. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles will begin offering online knowledge tests for teens hoping to get their driver's permit. According to a press release, the online test will only be available for students who have already completed the classroom portion of their training and will include security measures to ensure those taking the test online are not able to cheat on the exam. Student drivers will get 2 attempts to take the test and will still need to bring the required documents to a Department of Motor Vehicles location to receive their permit. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready? While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS. Special thanks, Kevin Osgood and John Kramer, United States Coast Guard Auxiliary Boating Safety Courses. Very great to have them on. We've got Babs Smith coming on in a second. But first, ladies and gentlemen, you got 22 and a half minutes
to win $100, to win Brewers Club-level tickets, to win a Verlo mattress that includes a mattress, sheets, and linens that Jim took from the Carnival Cruise Line.
Do Carnival.
Was it?
No.
Who was it?
Royal Princess.
The linens he took from Royal Princess. It's your break into spring text to win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, $100 in cash. Plus, every entry puts you to the grand prize drawing of a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo that does include the mattress, sheets, and more.
All right, so this hour's keyword is bird. B-I-R-D, bird. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send the keyword bird for your chance to win in the statewide contest.
Do it. You've got till 8 o'clock to play. That word is bird. Next chance to play coming up at 11 o'clock with Jane Mattinair and Greg Bach on Mattinair on Air.
And do it. Forget about winning stuff, folks. You guys have enough. Do it for us. Do it for me, Jim and Todd.
Because we compete with other morning talk shows.
And
last time, we didn't do as well as
We came in last.
Don't say that.
We came in last.
We did.
We came in last.
Yep.
We did.
We get the first draft choice for next year.
First time that ever happened to me.
Exactly.
Really?
Yes. So please help us out in this, folks. It's just for pride, and you can win some stuff. But again, for what we do for you, is that too much to ask? Just text?
don't.
What?
They'll do
right,
it.
Babs,
they'll do
am
it.
I right?
They'll come through.
Am I right, Babs?
Sure.
Look, we bring you Babs.
It. Come on.
Go for it.
Babs is here. Babs Smith, Waters of Green Bay, West Shore, Green Bay to Garden Peninsula of the Upper Michigan. Her brand new book that's out. But also, we got to talk about it's Apple Blossom Festival, something that Jim and I did last year, and we did so well on that some of those guys, they asked me, I said, hey, if you need a part-time job, come work with us.
She already knows you're pulling her leg.
How does she know that? She was there.
You looked good planting the trees.
But thank you. It's a good photo op.
Yes.
Doge would find them out. All right. Say, you're planting trees in Appleton. You do this. How many years have you been doing this?
Well, we've been planting 50 trees a year for 4 years.
Right.
For 10 years before that, we were doing 3 to 5 trees in the city parks. We decided to just consolidate it all into one beautiful park area so that you can go to one place and see the trees.
Awesome.
What a great organization, right? Because we need trees. There's a lot of science on trees, not just for the environment, but it reduces, it's calming, it reduces crime. There's just a lot of great things about trees. And these are apple trees, I take it?
Apple blossoms. So they're crab apples, so there won't be the big mess of big rotting apples along the way. They're really for the beauty of it.
And do you have any, okay, well, I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to throw this out there. Okay. Not that it's about me or yada, yada, yada.
Never.
Okay. No, but, okay.
Sure it is.
Okay. Crab apples, when I grew up hunting partridge and deer and everything. Okay, so crab apples were the favorite thing if you'd find those in the woods because every animal loved crab apples, especially partridge and deer. Okay, so could I get a couple, bring them up to our deer area in the UP and plant them?
I'm sure you can get
okay. Can I blossoms? Grab a couple that day maybe if you got some left over?
No.
Okay. I'm just asking.
How do you afford all this?
Yeah. Because they're expensive. Hey, trees are expensive.
I just want to, because he wants to take them for free.
Yeah. We're not rich. We just our pennies.
You do.
And
people donate?
Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, like I don't do a lot of marketing because I don't have any money for that. So all my signs are handmade signs.
Wait, back up. You're an author. Authors make a lot of money on local books.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah, good try, though. Right.
Someday, before I die, I want to see a dollar that's a profit on my books from over the years.
Yes,
you know
me
what I mean?
Too. Me too, because I donate part of that to
and everything I do, if you do make any money on it, you put it right back towards doing more books.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do, though, as much as you say you're this individual nonprofit, you have pretty good participation from the city.
Yes, we donate the trees to the city. They just send me the bill. And they take care of the trees. They actually could plant these trees faster than we do it, but it's a lot more fun to have a lot
absolutely.
Of people.
I just want to say that last year when we were out there, I mean, that's the Parks Department, I'm sure that came out. But
the Forestry Department.
Forestry, great group of people. And that was fun. And
they know what they're doing.
And they were really into it, too. So I think that's great that you have this partnership. The trees... Do you select where they go, city? How does this work?
They recommended this trail, the Apple Creek Trail, because there weren't any trees along the trail.
Mm-hmm.
And the trees can't have a great big forest above them blocking out the sun, so they need an area where they're the they get to shine. So they chose the Apple Creek Trail, but I think it's a perfect spot
I agree.
For them.
Oh, that's a great area. Yeah. I'd never been there before. Like, so, that right. neighborhood, it was great. So,
is this like, you know, in D.C. right now, right? It's peak for the blossoms. Do these all blossom at the same time? Is it like a period of time that
yeah, they blossom. The typical time for crabapple trees to blossom is late April to mid-May in Wisconsin. So we plant them right when they're beginning to blossom, and we're really encouraging people to come out and enjoy it in early May and enjoy the trail, and including the Fox Cities Greenway Incorporated is going to host a bike ride on the trail during the blooming season.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Oh, that's very cool.
Was that one of the converted trails, rails to trail?
No.
Okay, just a trail that you guys put in. Yeah. All right, cool.
An old railroad trail, you mean, type thing?
Like ours.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know if that was a big thing back in the 80s, right? Rails to trail.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So do you want people to come out and help, or do you have enough people for this?
Yeah, we could still use people to come out on May 8th at 10 a.m. at Cherryville at the trail. That's where we're going to meet to plant the trees this year. We usually get a decent amount of people.
Oh, yeah. So you get a lot of people there.
We really just want people to know about it and then come out and enjoy the trees.
Outstanding. It says, if you please bring a shovel and garden gloves if you come on lunch after at the Stoneyard Bar and Grill, which is a great place.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, and that's Dutch Treat, though.
Well, what does that mean, Dutch Treat? By your own?
We're not paying for that and the trees.
Okay, I can't make that then.
unless he brings me or Todd.
Exactly. Okay, this is great. We'll keep pumping this. It's a little over a month away, but I want to talk more about your books and your kayaking adventures.
Okay.
Tell me about it. Just tell me, I mean, because you go all over. I mean, this is cool. I honestly, these guys kid around, but I've kayaked a few times, and I loved it. I mean, it's just a fun thing to do.
It is. It is. When so I kayak? Took it up because
what's
my...
What's that? What?
You really... Did you kayak?
Yeah. You know where? I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Okay. In the canal in Sturgeon Bay, which they have Bayshore. Sure. And they rent the kayaks right there. Or they give them to you. Isn't that a beautiful place to go?
Sure.
Up and down the thing?
It's in the books.
It's in the book? Okay. Yeah. So it's really great.
Books...
But let me just say this. Here's what I really want to do. Have you ever kayaked around Pictured Rocks in the UP around Munising?
Yes.
That's one of the greatest places in the country to kayak, isn't it?
No, I think our places are better now.
Yeah, forget that. So anyway, say good. But there's some gems like within driving distance around us here for kayakers.
Well, that's why her book. That's why she wrote the book. Yeah. It's right here. These are all first person experiences.
Oh yeah, and I tell you the things that I did that you shouldn't repeat.
Talk to us. Tell us. My only fear is I've never taken a class. And like actually with John and that here talking about and Kevin talking about you know, boater safety and everything. But kayaking, you should take a class to learn, like if you flip and different things like that, correct?
You should know how to get back into your kayak and how to rescue somebody else, yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you should try to learn those things like right away, right?
That would be helpful. Because you never know.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think he should learn how to swim?
Yeah, you should definitely know how to swim. We've had a few people that didn't, and that doesn't go well.
Yeah, definitely. Did you hear that word, John? Definitely.
Well, I'm going to wear a personal flotation device.
Yes.
Well, you should wear that anyway.
Yes.
I know, but
absolutely.
I even got one
in the head.
I even got one picked out. It's going to be exactly what Burt Reynolds wore in Deliverance.
Oh. You'll look great.
Yeah. I know, right? Yeah.
Leave it at that.
Yeah.
All
right. I know.
I
know.
That's a great picture.
Yeah.
All right. Back to this kayaking. Tell me, you still kayak.
I still kayak.
And I just, I want to be careful here. You're not 20 and you kayak. And
yes.
I think.
Wow, what was that?
I just. Todd?
My yes, point, I'm old. Got
my,
it.
I think my point on that is that's.
Yeah,
I'm back.
Come on.
I think. No, I think, like I was talking about those guys water skiing, but kayaking, when you see kayakers, they're more our age.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's so peaceful, actually, as long as the waves aren't too big. It's a peaceful activity. And, you know, we usually do about 10 miles a day when we paddle. So it's, you know, several hours.
Is that a workout?
You get into the rhythm and you feel it. And it's.
I mean, even like Kevin was talking about, that people don't realize when they're on the water, you're battling that water. You know, it's not like you're on a treadmill or do it where you feel it. But it takes it out of you physically.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can feel it. If it's windy, for sure, you're, you know.
You got a chapter in here called Gladstone, Escanaba Gladstone.
I do. I even have one on the Fox River from Green Bay in Green Bay.
Where is, we talked about this one time, Jim, because when I told you this, during my summer of kayaking and biking. Where was it that you just have to get in the kayak and it slides you into the water?
Sure.
Right here. There's kayak launches. There's
you have
one
a kayak
right here,
launch right behind deck. Your building.
Yeah. Oh, you're kidding. Right here? Yeah, I thought it was in DePere.
On the city deck.
You walk by it every day, John.
Really?
I think there's going to be a live remote from the city deck with a kayak and
that.
Mino just kind of sliding in.
There we
can
go.
We do that?
It's great.
I got to get my Burt Reynolds life jacket first.
But that could be a fun thing, and then we could just go. We don't have to go out.
I would
the
love
bay,
that.
Just go stay on the river.
That's what I've done in Sturgeon Bay. Just stay right along the bank and go.
Beautiful.
These places that you have in your book that you talk about that are beautiful places to kayak, do they rent them there, or does one need to bring their own kayak?
Generally, you need your own kayak for most of the places that we went. There's usually a place in most of the towns that will rent kayaks. So in towns, you can usually get a kayak.
Okay.
Yeah, and Door counties, they rent kayaks.
But
now.
With that said, this isn't a huge investment. This isn't like buying a motorcycle or something. I mean, you can get a kayak for, what, $300?
$400? You can, but I wouldn't use those on the Lake Michigan. You need
Did you do Lake Superior at all?
Yeah. Yes.
Did you ever go in?
In Lake Superior?
Yeah.
I have not tipped over in Lake Superior.
Have you ever swam in it?
Of course. Every single time I kayak.
Really? Do you like it?
Of course.
Okay.
It's beautiful. Crystal clear.
I like Bab. She's tough.
She is.
Stick around. Back with more right after this.
With a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here. Again, special thanks to Kevin Osgood and John Kramer, United States Coast Guard Auxiliary Boating Safety Courses. We're with Bab Smith, who's written the book, Waters of Green Bay, the West Shore, Green Bay to Garden Peninsula, Upper Michigan. Of course, you got the Apple Creek Trail, Apple Blossom planting this could be taking place. But I asked your question during the break there that it would have been good to have Kevin and John on at the same time. I asked you how some of the speedboats are. Do they give you a wide berth? And you said, not always.
Not always.
That's terrible.
Sometimes I think they deliberately come close to see if they can make you rock and tip over, and then they would laugh. But other ones, we've had people that have come across the lake. We're like, is that the Coast Guard? Are they going to yell at us? Have we doing something wrong? And they came to bring us a beer.
Oh.
They thought we were working hard and needed a beer.
Okay.
So we have some really great boaters out there, too.
Well, that's good.
Most boaters are pretty friendly. They all wave. And, you know, I mean, I think boating and the Coast Guard guy said, I was surprised at how few people have taken some boater safety courses. But, you know, we just
do
need
they
to
have
work
them
on
for
that.
This?
Do you take anything for a kayak, or do you just...
Do they have kayaking classes?
Yeah.
The Y offers them every year.
The Y does? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been everywhere in Wisconsin, or, I mean, your books are a lot of stops. Tell me where you've been, and tell me your favorite. Everybody asks you what's your favorite place, but I'm going to ask you that,
my
too.
My first book was Kayaking Door County, and we went all the way around from Green Bay down to Kewaunee. My second book was the Lakeshore from Sturgeon Bay down to Chicago. And that included
that's amazing that you were on Lake Michigan. You know, wasn't that rough or dangerous? Or I mean, I can see the river. That's chill. But were you ever in any danger?
You know, we choose when we're going to paddle. We watch the weather. And we do know our skill level. But there have been times, like in Sheboygan, when the surfboarders were coming out to surfboard, my brother said, what do you think? And I said, I think we should go bike riding. And so we did the river that day. So
what would be like your max, like swell-wise or wave height or something like that?
If it's a swell, we can do 3 footers, which means that when you're sitting in a kayak, you cannot see other people in between. So it's constant layers. Everybody okay? Oh, yeah. Is everybody okay?
Because you just have that wall of water, what you're looking at.
You have a wall of water.
And that's like that story I was telling you about the kid on the charter boat. When he jumped to grab that net, and he thought no problems. And all of a sudden, it seemed calm, and he couldn't see the boat because those swells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be scary.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be out in 3 foot white caps very often. No.
Wow.
And I got to ask you your favorite. I know you've been everywhere around the state, but and everybody asks you that. But
yes, I'm going to be doing a presentation in Appleton on April 3rd at the Appleton History Museum, mm-hmm. and I'm going to talk about my favorite beach paddles in Wisconsin. So that's gives a lot of them that I enjoy. For my new book, from Green Bay up to the Garden Peninsula in Michigan, Wisconsin has mostly along the shore, it's the Green Bay wildlife areas. And so lots of birding, just incredible amount of birds that we got to see. Eagles, egrets, pelicans, lots of birds. And then once we got up to towards Michigan, they have a lot of the incredible beaches. So sandy, beautiful beaches that I'm sure nobody wants me to tell you about. So I'll tell you that Seagull Bar in Marinette is beautiful, and Bailey's Park, Fox Park, and Portage Point right south of Escanaba are
right.
beautiful beaches.
And what a difference seeing it from the water. You know, it's just a
yes.
perspective that not a lot of people get to enjoy.
How come, okay, tell me about this question. I got to ask you this question. Huh? How come Bay Beach isn't a beach?
It used to be.
Yeah, it used to be, and it will be.
It will be.
Okay.
Talk about the amenities along, because kayaking, we have some people that come out and talk about bike trails, and they like the trail. This is wider. Yes. This and that. But then they talk about, they really love this part because there's more amenities, restaurants, wine bars. Do they cater to kayaks?
Door County is now catering to kayaks. It used to be sailboaters, and now they've really switched over. Because if you look at like the web pages for hotels, they'll say we have parking for kayak trailers.
So, oh wow! Cool.
So they have kind of changed their focus a lot because people can afford a kayak a lot easier than they can a sailboat. But I talk about all the public places along the way that people can stop at, but not every one of them has
the amenities that
has a restroom or anything.
Well, what do you do? Okay, so if you're going to go from Green Bay to Chicago, like you did, okay, do you have a chase car, as they call it, for a bike? Is that how you do it?
Yes, we usually take two cars,
okay.
and then we drop one car off, and then, although in the Chicago area, we did Ubering.
Oh, it worked. With a kayak?
Well, when we got to the end, we called an Uber, and it took my brother back up to go get the car, and then he came back.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool, man. We don't do anything cool, Jim.
That is, to do that trip, you've done some overnights, right? You're staying in hotels along the way. How long is that trip, like, from Two Rivers to Chicago?
Oh, it was probably 25, 30 paddles that we did. It's like 250 miles. 300 maybe.
Well, what does that mean, though? Is that like,
so we usually do about
days?
10 miles a day. We usually do day paddles, and then if we can, we'll camp.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Up in Upper Michigan, we did camp in the Hiawatha National Forest, and there were nice big bear tracks right near us.
So. This is, you're a good example of
Absolutely.
How to live life. I think that's awesome, and to write the book, too.
Absolutely.
I would just circle back here. I got a couple minutes left, but this 50 apple blossom trees planting.
Yes.
A great event in Appleton along the trail. Apple Creek Trail. And that's going to come up Thursday, May 8th at 10 a.m. And is it easy parking? You got the little tents?
No. Well, I mean, it's easy.
Where we're meeting this year, we'll just be parking on the street and then get to the trail because that's the closest place.
Is this close to where we were last year at all?
We're going to be on the next street.
Next
street?
Okay. All right. Oh, cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Are those big soccer fields?
Yeah. No, we're...
I know, but that's where we were last year, right? Those
and
big
now
soccer fields.
It'll be closer if we park on the street on Cherryvale.
Got it. Thursday, May 8th, 10 o'clock, you're invited. 50 apple blossom trees planted along the Apple Creek Trail, which is really cool in Appleton. Please bring a shovel and garden gloves. Lunch after at the Stone Yard Bar and Grill. Dutch treat, as you mentioned.
Yes.
And where can people buy your book?
You can get it on Amazon or you can contact me. Well, some of them will be in town again.
Awesome.
Zellers usually sells it.
Waters of Green Bay West Shore. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.